pain. It can be acute or chronic, sharp, dull, throbbing, or burning. It can be physical or emotional, even phantom.
Just seeing pain in others can cause us distress. But what is pain? Why does it affect us? Why is it so difficult to treat? How much is actual discomfort? And how much is in our minds?
To find out, I'm heading to London's Dana Center, where you eat, drink, socialize, and learn in an atmosphere that's both relaxing and unintimidating. Science in the news and on the cutting edge is discussed with experts. Most events are free. Tonight's event, In Pursuit of Pain, is organized by Elaine Snell.
The Dana Center is part of the Science Museum. And whereas the Science Museum has got all this fabulous, all these wonderful items and exhibits, there isn't actually a place to talk. More and more issues are coming up now in medicine and science where we actually have to kind of make quite important life choices, things like stem cells and genetics. So this is how the Dana Center came about. We wanted to break down all the barriers. We wanted the speakers to be in amongst the audience in a relaxed atmosphere, very informal, and for there to be a real dialogue.
Back to pain.
In a nutshell, what is pain?
Pain is whatever you want, really, because it's very difficult to quantify pain.
How much of pain is in your head?
Some of it's in your head, and obviously most of it is because you're in pain and you know the reason for the pain. I think the most difficult pain to explain is where you haven't injured yourself. There's obviously nothing wrong with you, but you're in pain. And that's neurogenic pain. That's because your nervous system is misbehaving in some way and producing pain sensations.
What about phantom pain? I mean, people with missing limbs who their hand hurts, but they don't physically have a hand there. I mean, how is this a similar type of pain?
You still have a map in your body of where all things are. So people who've lost their legs can still feel pain in the missing leg, in the missing toe, and say it's really painful there because the central nervous system already has that map with the leg still there, even though it's missing.
With so many variations of pain, how do you treat it? There are a number of traditional medical remedies, and more are being developed every day. However, many people are looking to alternative therapies to treat pain.
How does acupuncture help pain?
In a biomedical sense, they talk about acupuncture blocking certain nerve pathways or the pathways which are responsible for transporting pain to the brain. So they're actively blocked by the acupuncture stimuli. There's another theory whereby giving acupuncture to a patient eventually leads to the release of morphine-like chemicals in the brain, which also kill pain. As you know, it's a very powerful painkiller.
This affects you in so many ways.
Maggie Hayward deals with chronic back pain every day. But here could be an answer. Michael Heinrich from University College London presents his research into using plants to treat pain. He is paving the way to use plants such as cannabis and devil's claw to alleviate various types of pain.
My daughter is a student nurse, and we felt that this talk tonight was particularly appropriate.
I've seen people firsthand with excruciating pain, so perhaps just want to know how to treat it, really.
It is a very important aspect of the human body, and I think it's also one that if you don't have pain, you are in trouble. We need pain.